I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you. What? I'm gonna get you. Where's your bone? I'm gonna get up here. And I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you. Are you not gonna play? Where's your bone? Where'd it go? Are you done playing? I'm gonna get you. Rough. And get you. What are you doing? In case you haven't guessed, I'm trying to get Sweetie to play like she was earlier this morning. She was having a bark fest. It was, I wish I'd gotten my phone out fast enough because she, I'm gonna get you. And she's scratching right now, but she just started playing and she started just, you know, jumping at me and I was going, I'm gonna get you. And then she'd take off running and barking, and she started to do it just a minute ago. I was hoping that I'm gonna get you. What? Oh, you're still scratching. I'm sorry. I was hoping I could get her going because she just started to bark right before I turned on the recording, but then she got stage fright. Then she got stage fright, huh? What? I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you. Here she goes. I'm gonna get you. I see you. Oh, she's doing downward dogs. She's kind of rolling around. She's on her back, and her little legs are going, and the mouth is trying to grab my hand. Oh, I'm gonna get you. She's jumping at me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you. Yes. Why don't you run around the house like you were this morning? She went racing on our hard floors. It was so funny. And she was just skidding around the floors and into the living room and back in here into the family room. It was so funny. She's just a goofy girl. Where'd you go, sweetie? I keep calling her Cindy. And then something in my mind has the name Rosie. I don't know where I'm getting that from, but I keep trying to call her by the wrong name. What are you doing? So anyway, that is just a taste. I'm sorry it took a while to get her warmed up. But you got a little taste of Sweetie being the playful girl that she is. So, 5 minutes and 37 seconds. Anyway, so we've had a couple breakthroughs today. The first, which I just shared by typing, was that we took her out in the yard, and after last night's pee accident in the house, I thought, you know, well, maybe she just needs to be far away from us, and maybe that's when she feels free to let go. So Dan came in the yard with me, which we have pretty much safe enough that with a sighted person with me, I can turn her loose. You know, she can't really get out of the yard
but there are some areas that it's not really good for her to go in, and I can't tell when she's going there. So anyway, Dan was out with me, and she went into the center of the yard and started making her little circles and did her business, so that was a big relief. And then we came in, and after Dan left, she just started jumping at me, like, you know, and getting really silly. And so I just, you know, was doing like I was here, I'm going to get you kind of thing. And she was just running around and barking. We heard one little bark yesterday, and that's all we could get out of her. But today she was just going crazy. But she has discovered that when we're eating, she can try to stand up and look at the food on our plates. And I have to keep saying, no, down you go. So, you know, I have to let her know that standing up to be petted at a non-eating time is fine, but when we're eating, you don't stand up and look at food on our plates. So anyway, that's our latest adventures. I will send this on its way, and everybody have a good day.
I was recording.
I'll try not to bore you too much with sweetie adventures, but I just had to get that little escapade, little playing. Okay, so now you've heard her talk. Now you know she really exists.
Pause recording.
Okay, button. Bye-bye.